Well, greetings, brothers and sisters. Be nourished in the word. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Jesus than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-scarred hands. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Amen and glory. Hallelujah. Brothers, are you saved? Have you been down to the river to pray? If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that he was raised from the dead, then we can be saved. Witness to others and win them to the Lord. And God, Lord willing, on the Lord's day, when we walk down the aisle and publicly confess Christ and join the church because of your witness, you will be so thrilled to see someone born into the kingdom of God that day. Now, my wife wanted me to sound like Jerry Clower, but I wasn't quite that good. He was more of a comedian than he was a preacher, but he did preach, and this is what he said during one of his sermons. So how many of you have seen these same sayings in social media? They're often repeated by others, makes them feel like, you know, they're a Christian. Having seen the meme starting, they're sharing it because if you deny Christ, you deny the Father. So if you share, you show you do not deny Christ. Well, if you'll turn to Matthew 10:33. Matthew 10:33. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny my Father who is in heaven. In sharing a meme, all you have to do is show your support for Christ. It's almost like they consider those to be magic words. You say them and you're in like Flynn. How are we supposed to sound as Christians without saying these trite sayings? Found on bumper stickers, t-shirts, social media memes. I remember a long time ago, it was a Saturday night and I was home reading a book, and a friend of mine comes over and he started getting really religious and reading the Bible a lot. And so we were just sitting there talking, and I was pretty sure he was going to bring up religion. And he did. And he goes, "I really want to see you in heaven with me." And so he says, "All you got to do is just believe in God, believe in Jesus, and say he's your Savior, and you're in." I go, "I know nothing about religion, but I said, I think there's more to it than that." And I found out I was right. But I had no idea what was involved. But I said, it can't be that simple. I said, "Yeah, I'm sitting here reading the book on a Saturday night, which is unusual." I said, "But next Saturday, I might be down at the bar, drinking beer and causing trouble." I said, "Wouldn't that be a little hypocritical of me to say I've given myself over to Jesus, but still act the same way I always do?" But he swore up and down, if I just do it. I never did, but he left disappointed, but that's okay. Our electrician calls his business Genesis 1:3, which says, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." Signifies, you know, he's a Christian. And to me, that made a lot of sense. I mean, he is an electrician. Did make. So if you'll turn to Matthew 23:5. Matthew 23:5. "With all the works they do to be seen by men, they make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments." Is our outward appearance or inward? is it on our t-shirts? It says John 3:16, or meme that says it, that you will be blessed if you share it. Is it how many God bless yous you say? Or could it be by keeping the Sabbath and the holy days? God says there's a sign between us and Him. What you will hear all the time is that the law is done away with. You only need to confess the name of Jesus. And that is what my friend was saying. Let's turn to John, 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. And that's the problem, they think it is. And that's why they don't want to do it. If you try to pin them down on which commandments are no longer required, they basically say, well, you know, don't worship idols or curse God, or don't disobey your parents, or steal, kill, covet, commit adultery, bear false witness. But the fourth commandment, you don't have to do that one no more. You don't have to keep the Sabbath or the holy days. Even had a guy at work say, oh, you don't have to do those holy days. That's been done away with. They're very good about teaching about amazing grace, but they're not about being disciples of Jesus. I mean, I'm not here to mock them, but many of them people, their lives have changed because they have accepted Jesus, even though they don't know the truth. But I'm just pointing out that more is required. I mean, a disciple learned from their teacher. And Jesus and disciples, after Him, kept all 10 commandments. Grace is amazing, unmerited pardon that we cannot earn, but repentance from sin and dead works and being baptized are absolute requirements. I mean, if you're given a traffic ticket and it was forgiven, does that mean you don't have to obey the laws no more? That you can just do whatever you want? Or do they expect you to keep going the speed limit, stopping at stop signs? Yeah, you'd get another ticket if you got caught at it. Many times Jesus told people that sins were forgiven, but was followed up by go and sin no more. Most churches don't even try to define what sin is, but the Bible does. In 1 John 3:4, in a verse we all know, whoever commits sin transgresses the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. I want to close in Joshua 24:18. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites, who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for He is our God. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins if you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods. Then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after He has done you good. It is not the Christian sounding thing to say, or how many, you know, amens you say. It is your contrite spirit and turning from the living life of sin to convert you to the grace of God. So have a blessed day.